Jalen Walker was 25 years old when police in Akron, Ohio, tried to pull him over for a broken taillight last June. Ohio's attorney general says Walker fired a gun at police from his car, then took off on foot. Police chased him, then shot him 46 times.
How does a traffic stop end like this? I can tell you the answer. It's because Jalen was black. Jalen was stopped because he was black. He was murdered because he was black. And there is no indictment today because he is black.
Monday's announcement that the 8 police officers involved will not face criminal charges has been met with anger from Walker supporters.
There would be no peace in the state of Ohio. There would be no peace in America until black men are able to walk down the street without being gunned down. Until black men are able to wake up and walk outside without the fear of being murdered by state-sanctioned violence. We will not rest.
Akron has been on edge since some protests over Walker's death turned destructive last summer. Now the city has boarded up several government buildings in anticipation of more anger on the streets.
I would ask that during these times of tension and trauma, that you turn towards one another and not on each other.
I firmly believe that no Akron police officer in the course of their duties wants to discharge their firearm at another human being and resulting in the loss of life. Anytime that happens, it's a tragic day for our community and the Akron Police Department.
The police chief says the officers who shot Walker will remain on administrative duty as the department now launches an internal review. Meanwhile, Akron's congresswoman says she's asked the U.S. Department of Justice to launch a civil rights investigation. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.
At least 3 people have died and several others.